accession number 27730, reel 14.
I can pull
Mr. Bob Lunn, reel 14. Right, now, what happened when you moved to Arkin? What were you doing there?
Well, we were just really sloping about. We weren't doing anything as such. We didn't have any lorries. We just went and got on parade, and they say, oh, you can go in the cookhouse, you can go in the Portermouth stores, you can go in the go and sweep that road over there. Oh, the rest of you, go and hide yourselves. So we used to go and hide ourselves. We used to sit in our billets and clean our stuff up. And
say, you must have been thinking about D-Mod by then.
Oh, yeah, sure you were. Everybody was saying, the next trip is into the train and over down to Calais. And, oh, no, we came out at Holland. Onto the boat and over to... came into the East Coast there.
Well, tell us about demobilisation. We might as well go to that now. What happened when you were demobilised?
We came on the... got on the train and I had half-itched, or was given, a pistol. It was a pistol that came out of Belsen. It was a lady's pistol. And I thought, I should never get that through the customs. So when the train was coming over one of the bridges over the Rhine, I took my chance and I threw the pistol and I saw it drop into the Rhine. And I thought, well, they won't use that one again. But it was a lady officer's pistol. And then we got to going over there onto the port. We got on the ship. We came to Harwich. That was it. I was trying to think of the name. Harwich we came to. Then we got on the train and we came down to, eventually came down to Aldershot. And that was more or less where my story really started, was at Aldershot. And they said, we stay the night, had a shower and what have you. They said, right, you're going to get some clothes now, civilian clothes, but you can still take your army battle dress home with you, or you can wear it now and take your suit with you. They fixed me up with a suit and a nice pair of brown shoes and socks and trousers, trilby hat. Pork pie hat. We all had pork pie hats. We should have been called the Pork Pie Army. And then was given my row warrant, which was to Sudbury. And I got on the train, the Rattler, we used to call them. And went to, where did I go to? Waterloo. Went to Waterloo, got onto the Piccadilly line and through to Sudbury Hill and walked up the path to 250 Sudbury Heights Avenue, and there was my mother in tears. She said, you've come home. I said, yes. Come on.
But you had no job now, or you'd lost your career. Like,
yes.
What job did you do? How tell us how you got back into civilian working.
I took 3 months off. So quite a bit of money I saved, but with playing cards and doing this and that. Black marketeering and all. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that. Anyway, they I got around. I played cards with various. Got into a card school, and then one of the fellas in the card school said, "Oh, we're looking for a driver mechanic, you know." I said, he said, you've served your time. I said, yeah, I went to night school. And I said, I haven't got my papers because they got lost in the war. So they said, oh, well, I can take you to, how about you joining Roots? Yeah, I don't mind joining Roots.
What's Roots?
Roots Group. They were the people that made Hillman Gars and Gommers. And they were eventually taken over by Peugeot of Coventry.
So in
London, I was working as a trainee mechanic because I couldn't prove myself, so I had to prove myself.
And a driver.
Anyway, I was at Earlston to start with, Earlston Works. I worked with a mechanic, and the order came that we were going to move our depot from Earlston to Willesden in Barby Hall.
Now, getting a bit too detailed here, we really only need the general outline. In
your right, then, fair enough.
Well, so, did you carry on as a driver mechanic? I mean,
no. No. I stuck that for about 6 months, and they put me on reamering bushes. And I fell out with the specialist trainer, and he said, you're no good. So I went back to me supervisor and I said, he says, I'm no good. He said, he won't pass me reamering. So he checked me, he said, there's nothing wrong with him, he's got a grudge against you. So anyway, the chap who got me the job said to me, I'm leaving. He was the chief tester. He said, I'm leaving, I'm going up to Coventry. And would you like to come? We're looking for drivers. He said, we know you can drive because you drove all these motor coaches over from Harleston to Willesden. And he said, we know you can drive motor coaches, so you must be able to drive a car. I said, yes, I got a full licence. I always did have a full licence. And he said, right, you put your notice in. So I put my notice in, which was very sad to see me go. And so I came to Coventry. And then I was delivering new cars to Scotland. Well, I knew Scotland, knew how to get to Scotland, and I was on that for about 2 years, and we had a bad winter, and my mother was poorly, and I said, well, I think I'll just check this in, though I was had very good pay, beautiful pay it was, more money than I ever dreamed of earning, I thought of, anyway, I earned a bit more afterwards. So I came back, and I wasn't going to go back to Roots with my tail between my legs. I went to the Labour Exchange. I said, you've got a job for me. I said, no, nothing in here for you, for your... Well, you're an ex-soldier. I said, yeah. He said, well, I'll tell you what we have got. We've got a job in with a company called Hodge and Parvins. And Fred Hodge, the Hodge group. I said, oh yes, I said, but it's not really in your line, you'd have to learn. And it was in the building trade.
What as?
Serving, selling, and eventually I got up to first hand, then I came up to I drove one of their wagons. I got very interested at one time. I was cutting glass for them.
They did a lot of different jobs in the building.
Yeah, they taught me how to cut glass, how to do leaded lights, and everything like that. And then I got married, and my mother had died. I got married, and then I moved up to Coventry with Kate.
Now, how do you think your war experiences have affected you, good or bad? I mean, sometimes people have good experience, you know, things that are good for them, things that are bad for them, physical and mental. How do you think?
Well, I think that the the, well, I can't say the country, it's not the country's fault, I suppose, that my father had died. But I think the, somebody owes me a living, somewhere. Somebody owes me something, somewhere. Because somebody should have told me at the beginning that I wouldn't be needed because I was moving food about London. Whatever you look at it, it was food. It was chicken. I mean, we had three markets. We had Billingsgate.
You said, yeah.
We had all them three markets. And I was moving food around London. And that my father would have carried that right up to 42. And I could have, I mean, I would have been still there. He might not have hurt himself if I'd been there. And I lost a living.
So that's what you resent most about your war
service? Yeah, that's the only thing. But partly it was my own fault because I volunteered. And if you volunteer for something, you can't answer it. You can't say, well, but it wasn't my fault. It was your fault because you volunteered. So in a way, I'm really my own fault that I joined the army.
Thank you very much.